What? God is listening? Yes, God is listening. Not a new thought. There would be no need for prayer if we did not believe that God both hears and answers. It is rare to meet a person who does not think God exists, even those who live as if they do not. But does he hear everything? What about what you post on Facebook or Twitter? We live in a society that produces more words than at any time in history. People talk on the phone, text, tweet, post, write articles, and even speak to one another once in a while. The teen population alone produces more words in a year than all mankind could have 20 years ago. The scripture has a lot to say about the words that come from us. Likewise, both the Old and New Testaments portray what God expects of us and how we should control what we say. What method we use to convey our thoughts is not as important as what we say. However, every word we utter, write, or send has an impact on someone. Therefore, we need to be very conscious that words have a life that goes beyond ours. What we say or write may affect people hundreds of years later. For example, the Bible is still a changing force in our lives and is used for giving guidance. It was written over many thousands of years and still is one of the most potent forces on earth. We all should take note of Ecclesiastes 5:2. Do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven, and you on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. It tells us to watch what we say because God in his heaven still hears our idle words. We must remember our words will outlive us. I'm now 81, and I still remember a time when I said a cruel and devastating thing to one of my children. Uncontrolled anger can make you say something that hurts others and makes you ashamed, but you cannot take it back. Jesus gives this warning. But I say unto you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. Matthew 12:36. We own what we say out loud or on paper or in today and electronically. Our God is listening. He does not forget or consider our words unimportant. He knows much better than we do the effect words have in this world. I'm not comparing us to God when I say that he created everything by his word, but our words also have a power and life of their own, a power of life and death. We often say or write things that others hear or read with little thought that it could destroy someone. However, you can use your words to build someone up or break them down. Always remember that God is listening. Wouldn't you rather say things that would help people grow and become stronger? You have that God-given power. You may repeat Bible truths that show them how to live better lives and be filled with joy. God has entrusted his word to you, and his word can change the world. The power of life and death is in your hands. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Paul writes to the church in Corinth that when he comes, he does not want to find contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults. The Greek word for whisperings can also be translated as gossip. Gossip can bring death to individuals and their dreams. Once uttered, it seems to spread like wildfire. And in this electronic age, it moves faster and is permanent. But good words preserve life. Likewise, when you are careful in what you say, your words do good. Sound words of advice and exhortation can also change lives. Our testimony about how Jesus has changed our lives and filled us with joy is an example of words that preserve life. We can use those words to make a difference in the lives of others. When God listens to our narrative and sees that it is good, He rewards us with peace and joy. Other people can see this peace and joy in our lives, which increases our ability to help them reach the right decisions in their lives. Words are powerful. John opens his gospel with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." John 1, 1 through 4. This scripture both defines who God is and His ministry of bringing the Word to us. When we see Jesus in action, we see the Word of God spoken and fulfilled. Jesus spoke words of grace and truth. His words were able to change lives and build up faith in God. What's more, He always showed both grace and truth. Luke writes in Luke 4:22, "So all bore witness to Him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of His mouth. And they said, 'Is this not Joseph's son?'" One powerful reminder of Jesus using both grace and truth is the story of the woman caught in adultery. John tells how the scribes and Pharisees brought this woman to Jesus to trap Him into saying something so they could charge Him with breaking the law. She was guilty, and the law prescribed stoning as the punishment. Jesus did not answer quickly, but stooped down and began to write on the ground with His finger. We don't know what He wrote, but they kept asking Him until He rose and answered. The answer He gave them was not what they wanted to hear, but knowing their hearts and what they wanted to do, He gave them an answer that appealed to their sense of right and wrong. He made them see their iniquity without condemning any one of them. He raised up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone." John tells us that they went away, starting with the oldest until the youngest. They realized that they were also guilty of sin. When they were gone, Jesus was alone with the woman. He asked her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Notice Jesus did not ignore her sin or excuse it. but he extended his grace to her when he said, "Neither do I condemn you." In my mind, I hear his gentle voice telling her, "Go and sin no more." She knew her guilt. And she knew that he had just saved her life. In conclusion, we need to understand that God is listening. Therefore, what we say and write is very important and can be life-changing for us and for those who hear or read it. Jesus says in Matthew 12, 36 and 37, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." We are accountable for all our idle words. All words affect those around us and our own lives. We must watch what we say if we want to be effective in reaching others with the good news of Jesus Christ. Walking with Jesus means we have to also speak as he would. To walk as a Christian is a choice that we all should make.